求神你洁净我哋嘅心。
Let your words channel through our minds。
叫你嘅话语能够喺我哋嗰个心思意念里边。
Let our hearts respond to your words。
叫我哋嘅心能够对你嘅话语能够有个回应。
Let us know what building your house means。
叫我哋明白咩叫做建造你嘅殿。
Let us know what it means to return back to you。
我哋即系话叫我哋能够去回应翻神你嘅爱。
We thank you in the name of the Lord Christ Jesus。
我哋感恩奉主耶稣基督得圣名字祈求 ，Amen。
Prior to this, we had talked about the book of Daniel。
我哋之前我哋讲过但以理书。
And the book of Daniel in chapter 9 has mentioned that Daniel knew that the 70 years of captivity is now over。
喺但以理书第九章嗰阵时，但以理嗰度话过系被掳系七十年之后会完结嘅。
And then now。We will just see what happened when the 70 year of captivity is ended, and the Lord has moved the Persian king Cyrus to permit the Israelites to go back to rebuild the temple.
我哋咁知道咧，就系七十年咗之后咧，神系感动咗古列王点样去俾啲以色列人翻去以色列去建佢哋嗰个圣殿。
When they go back to build the temple,
当佢哋翻去以色列嗰阵时
，it took them 20 years to rebuild it.
佢哋要需要用到二十年去重建呢個聖殿。
The problem is that they lay the foundation quite quickly。
其實佢哋嗰個有個問題咧，就係佢哋建嗰個嘅foundation 嗰個嘅柱底下嗰個根基嚇。
Foundation was laid very fast。
嗰個根基建得好快。
And then the people had a dedication ceremony。
佢哋咧就有個慶祝會。
And they had a big revival meeting。
咁跟住咧就有個焚興會。
And they had a big shout of praise。
咁跟住咧就一個好大聲咁讚美神。
Now that big shout of praise was echoed everywhere in the Middle East。
喺嗰個高大嘅讚美嗰時候咧，就喺中東嗰時候咧就好大聲，好中東嗰度聽到。
And immediately the enemies start to feel the threat。
咁即刻咧佢哋以色列嘅敵人咧就覺得有嗰個嘅威脅。
The enemy felt that if the Jews can rebuild the temple, then the Jews can rebuild the country.
佢哋覺得咧，可能啲猶太人佢哋能夠建到佢聖殿嘅時候，可能佢哋會重建佢哋國家。
So they try to put a stop to that project.
咁所以佢哋咧就嘗試去停止佢哋呢個嘅聯合一致嘅行動。
They start to threaten the Israelites.
佢開始威脅啲以色列人。
And so what happens is that the Israelites, after they feel threatened, they just abandon the project.
咁跟住咧，以色列人咧，因為佢哋受到嗰個嘅威脅之後咧，佢哋咧就停工唔做啦。
And that stopped for 16 years。
咁一停咧就停咗十六年。
And then that's where the book of Haggai come in。
咁因此咧，哈該書咧就出現啦。
Haggai is actually a very old man。
哈該其實係一個好老嘅人。
Because in chapter 2, when the promised glory of the new house was mentioned。
咁喺第二章嗰度嗰陣時講嗰個嘅應許嘅時候。
In verse chapter 2 verse 3 he says, who of you is left who saw this house in its former glory?
在哈該書第二章第三節那裡說，哈該就問你們誰留在這裡的人，即是過了這七十年的被掳生涯之後，仍然都是見過以前的聖殿的呢？
So Haggai must have seen the previous glory of the temple, which means that he must be around 80 or 90 years old by now.
咁哈該一定係相信哈該咧就會曾經係以前見過以前嗰、那個見過以前嗰個聖殿，咁佢相信都應該八九十歲噶啦。
So God has sent this very old man。
咁神去派呢個好老嘅人家。
To act as a prophet。
用先知嘅身份。
And then also Zechariah is also a prophet。
同時咧，亦都撒加利亞都係一個先知嘅身份，喺呢個時候出現。
So two prophets were sent by the Lord。
呢個時間咧，神派咗兩個先知撒加利亞同埋哈該嚟到以色列人當中。
To tell the people that 16 years is enough。
話俾啲以色列人聽，等咗十年已經夠啦。
Where is the vision? What happened to the vision?
係啦，咁究竟呢十年佢哋點樣去敬拜神呢
？Two people were involved。
有兩個人喺當中。
Two people who are the leaders。
有兩個建聖殿有兩個人係領導人。
One is a governor appointed by Cyrus。
呢個咧，一個咧就係叫所羅巴伯，係係古列王派佢嚟嘅。
And you would find out that in the book of Haggai, chapter 1, he was first mentioned as the governor.
在哈哥书第一章嗰度，你咧就会发觉佢系一个省长，系犹大人嘅省长。
And then another person who is the son of a high priest.
咁另一个人咧就系大祭司嘅仔，唔系大祭司吓，约书亚大祭司吓。
Now there's another Joshua. I mean Joshua is quite a common name in the Bible.
约书亚其实是一个好喺圣经里边一个好常见嘅名字。
So this Joshua is obviously not the Joshua that we know from the book of Joshua。吓，
呢个约书亚当然就唔系写我哋所喺约书亚记里边所认识嗰个约书亚。
The amazing thing is that where the governor and where the priest has stalled the project, God has to appoint a prophet to tell them to get the work going once again。
即系好奇怪，就系呢个省长同埋呢个大祭司咧系要。同呢個先知，藉住呢個先知去同班以色列人講呢個神嘅説話，再繼續去做呢個聖殿。
I've actually drawn up a little chart.
我畫咗一個嘅圖表。
Maybe if the screen can bring it up.
可唔可以打出嚟
？And I can just tell you about the dates involved.
咁大家可以睇到喺嗰度嗰時講嗰個日子係七十年被掳，跟住回歸同埋建聖殿嗰個嘅。
Somehow we don't see the whole thing. I don't know. Can it be brought up? Because somehow I don't see the whole chart.
Yeah, 底下仲有啲。
Okay. Okay. Yes, there should be some more. Okay, you have to bring it up a little bit. Yes. Yeah, we're doing fine. Okay. Now, notice about the 70 years of captivity.
綠色側邊括住嗰度咧，就係嗰七十年被掳嗰個時間。
There are two.Concepts. There are two different concepts about what the 70 year means.
咁其實嗰七十年被掳咧就有兩個嘅理解嘅。
One I have highlight in green.
綠色嗰個就係其中一個嘅。
It's the first theory, which started with the first deportation of the people to Babylon.
綠色嗰個第一個理解咧就係由首先係主前605年嗰個嘅被。老去巴比倫嗰個時間開始。
See, the people were taken to Babylon over three times.
其實咧，以色列人去巴比倫，就分開三次嚟到去被老去巴比倫。
There are three Babylonian captivities.
有分開三次。
And you find out that in the third Babylonian captivity, the temple in Jerusalem was completely destroyed.
咁喺第三次586年嗰陣時候咧，第三次被老之後咧，嗰個神嗰個。以色列耶路撒冷嗰個聖殿係被毀嘅。
So, the theory number one is how the 70 years started was that it was started with the first Babylonian captivity.
Okay, 咁第一個理解咧就係由嗰個七十年咧就係由第一批人離開以色列去到巴比倫嗰度開始計。
And we'll end with the laying of the foundation.
七十年之後咧就係啱啱嗰年咧就係聖殿嗰個重建嗰個嘅根基。
So that is theory number one.
嗰個就係第一個嘅理解。
So that is 70 years.
咁就有七十年，就係綠色嗰個箭嘴括住嗰度，綠色嗰個括弧嗰度。
The book of Israel has mentioned about that.
以斯拉記講係講過呢個七十年。
The book of Israel, from chapter 1 to chapter 3.
以斯拉記第一章至到第三章嗰度。
Talks about Cyrus permitting the people to go back.
以斯拉記第一章至到第三章嗰度話個古列王佢係波斯王古列佢係俾啲以色列人翻翻去耶路撒冷。
And in the book of Israel, chapter 3, the foundation was laid.
以斯拉記第三章就話嗰個根基聖殿嘅根基已經建咗。
However, there's a second theory about the 70 years.
但係咧有另外一班嘅學者咧就覺得有另外一個嘅理解對於呢七十年。
There's another bunch of scholars that say that maybe the 70 years captivity should start with the complete destruction of Jerusalem.
另外呢一批嘅學者咧就覺得呢七十年咧就應該由聖殿被毀開始計。
That is that if that's the case, then that has to start with the third Babylonian captivity. That's what I outline in orange.
咁就係橙色嗰邊就係由主前586年嗰開始計，由聖殿被毀開始計。
And it will end with the complete rebuilding of the temple.
至到七十年之後咧，就啱啱聖殿重建完咗，就係公元前515年。
So which theory you want to take?
咁你覺得邊批學者講得啱咧？你覺得
？Now where does Haggai came in?
咁哈該係邊段時間出現嘅咧
？Haggai came in the blue outline.
哈該咧就係藍色嗰段時間出現嘅。
He actually came in when the temple foundation was being laid. He was there.
神同佢開始講嘢，叫佢同以色列人講嘢嗰陣時候咧，就係完咗嗰個嘅根聖殿嘅根基之後，佢就出嚟講嘢。
And he was there standing and seeing how over 16 years the project was completely abandoned.
咁佢就睇到完全嗰十六年咧，就係即係啲人就係冇做過嘢，嗰個嘅工作就係停咗。
And so finally, at the end of 16 years, God has moved Haggai to do some speaking out.
咁終於完咗十六年之後咧，神就感動以斯拉就要出嚟講講嘢，叫佢哋
哈該
係 sorry， 神咧就感動哈該就出嚟講講嘢，同以色列人講嘢，叫佢哋繼續建聖殿。
16 years is long enough。
十六年係好長嘅時間。
Especially when you're an old man, okay? 16 years。
尤其是一個老人家嚟講，十六年係好長。
So, what really happens is that God wants him to make his maybe his last sermon before he passes away。
咁可能神係希望佢能夠係講出最後一段嘅説話，喺佢死之前講出最後一段
説話。See, you know what? When I get older, I get more impatient。
你睇到我越嚟越老咧，就越嚟越冇咁樣嘅忍耐力。
Hey, you young people here。
你年青。
You know, if you are 16 or 15 years old。
你十五、十六歲。
If you go to the wrong church。If you go to the wrong church。
如果你去咗一個錯嘅教會。
And you see a bad pastor。
你見遇見一個唔好嘅牧師。
And you have a bunch of bad church leaders。
你一班唔好嘅教會領袖。
They can easily waste your 20 years。
佢哋好容易就浪費咗你二十年。
Maybe another 30 years。
或者三十年。
So you'll be about 45 before you join another better church。
咁你大概45歲去參加另外一間教會。
But for the people who are here today, that you are when you are 50 or 60。
但係在座各位，如果你係四五十歲嘅時候
，Can you afford another 40 years？
你可唔可以用仲有四五十年嚟到浪費咧
？So the older you are, the more impatient you should be to do God's works。
所以咧，你越年長嘅時候咧，你越就會應該係越好心急去為神嘅工作做事。
See, Haggai must have been a very patient man。
哈哥一個應該係一個好有忍耐力嘅。
Being an old man, he waits 16 years.
身為一個老人家，佢仍然都可以等十六年先出聲。
For something to happen.
咁有啲嘢事情發生。
And you know how the building project starts going once again?
你知唔知道呢個重建聖殿嗰個嘅工程點樣開始咧
？It only went good when he started to speak up for the Lord.
咁就係當佢一開始同代替神講説話嘅時候，就開始開翻工啦。
Once when Haggai speaks up.
哈哥一開聲嘅時候，
The priest start to wake up.
嗰個大祭司，大祭司就約書亞就醒啦。
The governor start to wake up.
咁所羅巴伯亦都醒。
They overcome all the obstacles.
佢哋衝破所有嘅障礙。
And in 4 years the building is completed. 4 years, yes.
四年之內咧就已經完成咗成個聖殿啦。
So overall it takes 20 years for the building to be completed.
整個聖殿由起呢個嘅
foundation to the completion
喺個底根基喺個根基至到成個聖殿完成嗰陣時候咧，已經就係二十年。
But when they want to get the thing going, it's only 4 or 5 years.
但其實佢真係開始去動工嘅時候，只不過四年就可以完成啦。
See, the book of Haggai says that let's not invent excuses.
咁喺哈該書嗰度就話，即其實唔係一個嘅，即停工唔係一個嘅藉口。
Let's not come up with excuses for not doing God's works。
我哋唔好去揾藉口去唔做神嘅工。
And the book of Haggai says, what happens if you come up with excuses about not doing God's works? What will happen to you?
哈該書嗰度講到，如果你對於神嘅工作一啲推搪啊，或者揾藉口嘅時候，哈該書有講到你會有咩結果？
And then later on, just look at the bottom of the chart.
喺個表最底嗰度。
You look at finally in the last two items.
喺最尾嗰兩年嗰兩個 number 嗰年。
Israel finally arrived at the picture. Israel.
以斯拉終於喺四百五十四年嗰陣時出現。
Now, so when Israel came, it's in chapter 7 already.
當以斯拉出現喺耶路撒冷嗰時候咧，已經係第七章。以斯拉記第七章。
Had 10 chapters.
以斯拉記總共有十章。
So what really happened is that when Israel actually finally appeared in the picture, it was only from chapter 7 to chapter 10.
當以斯拉出現在以斯拉記的時候，其實只不過是第七章至第十章。
And now, later on, I will explain more in the book of Israel.
遲些我會在以斯拉記再繼續解釋。
Because Haggai is talking about rebuilding the temple.
哈該是講緊重建聖殿。
Then Israel from chapter 7 to chapter 10 talks about what happened after the building is being built.
以斯拉在以斯拉記七至十章那裡就是講重建聖殿之後所發生的事情。
You find out that after the building is built, life is not easy.
你在我們之後看到以斯拉記那裡看到就是重建聖殿之後那個生活不是那麼容易的。
And the people went down to another spiritual depression.
跟著大家起完聖殿之後就落到一個憂鬱那裡。
While Haggai is a very old man,
哈該是一個老人家。
Israel is actually a very young man.
以斯拉其實是一個年輕人。
He's very much like our CBC, he's like a Canadian-born Chinese.
差不多好似而家在座啲年輕人一樣。
Because he's an overseas, he was a Jew that was born in Babylon.
佢一個猶太人，但係一個喺巴比倫出世嘅猶太人。
He's a religious leader, a young religious leader.
佢一個年輕嘅屬靈領袖。
He could have stayed in Babylon.
佢本來可以留喺巴比倫嘅。
Because a lot of the Jews actually end up staying in Babylon and still doing good business.
因為其實好多猶太人留低喺巴比倫嗰度做生意，就冇翻
返
耶路撒冷。
And that's what the ministry for him to do as a young man in Babylon.
咁所以佢係其實喺留一個年輕人留喺巴比倫嗰度係一個即係更大嘅發展。
But yet as a young man.
但係佢雖然係一個年輕人。
God called him back.
但係神呼召佢翻去耶路撒冷。
To Jerusalem.And Jerusalem, and back then in Jerusalem, you talk about 900 miles.
咁由巴比倫去耶路撒冷大概九百里。
And it takes about 4.5 months of normal journeys to go there.
如果行路差唔多四個半月先行到去。
The roads are not very good.
啲路唔係好容易行。
They're swarmed with robbers and bandits.
好多啲大石頭啊，好難行嘅條路。
Talk about bandits, like.Cutthroat bandits, 賊。
好多啲賊啊咁。
Lots and lots of these robbers are there.
好多啲
Waiting to cut their throats.
會難逃截劫嘅賊。
So he went through a huge treacherous journey.
咁佢行咗呢個好艱苦嘅旅程。
As a young man, as a CBC, go back to Jerusalem.
身為一個嘅猶太人，喺巴比倫出世嘅猶太人，翻去耶路撒冷。
To minister to the people.
And he gave rise to a big revival. 去帶到去帶到一帶領去教導一班嘅以色列人喺一個嘅復興。
And then of course the book of Nehemiah.
喺尼希米記嗰度。
Mentions about rebuilding the city gate and the city wall of Jerusalem.
喺尼希米記嗰度係講到喺耶路撒冷嗰度重建嗰個城牆同埋啲城門。
So this will be my sermon for the next year.
咁呢個咧就係我。嚟緊呢一年所分享嘅，要同大家分享嘅。
Since I only speak once a month，
咁因為我只係一年，唔係一個月先係講一次。
This will take you about the next 4 years。
咁差唔多要四年之後先講完。
This will take you about 4 years because we'll be going through Israel。
因為我哋要講以斯拉記、
Haggai、
哈該書、
Zechariah
同埋撒加利亞書、
Nehemiah
同埋尼希米記。
So please bear with me。Please be patient for the next 4 years.
咁跟住嗰四年嘅堂咧，就係講呢個回歸建聖殿、建城牆啦。
So I hope you get more and more impatient as you hear my sermon.
咁大家可以忍耐下呢個長時間。
Now let's turn to the book of Haggai.
我哋叫哈哥書。
And let's just see what the Lord is telling them.
睇下神藉住先知哈該同以色列人講啲乜嘢。
Now since I've told you about the background.
咁我講咗個背景俾大家聽。
Somehow these people are stalled. They got lazy. They got spoiled.
咁其實咧，佢哋咧就啲以色列人咧就係懶惰，縱壞咗。
So let's just turn to the book of Haggai and let's just go to chapter 1.
我哋叫去哈該書第一章。
It says in the second year of Darius, on the first day of the sixth month.
第一章第一節嗰度話大利烏王第二年六月初一日
，The Lord's words came to them.
耶和華嘅話藉住先知哈該臨到佢哋。
Now notice carefully what the Bible means about the first day of the sixth month.
咁聖經嗰度話六月初一日。
How many revelations did Haggai had?
咁究竟哈該有幾多嘅
How many passages did he give to the people over the two chapters in Haggai?
咁喺即係哈該書得兩章，其實哈該同代替神講咗幾多嘢
？So those of you that wants to pay special attention to the Bible, you should put up your highlighter and underline these dates.
咁大家可以喺聖經上面畫低呢啲嘅日子。
The first revelation is done on the first day of the sixth month.
神同哈該第一次講話係喺六月初一日。
So chapter 1 verse 1.
第一章第一節。
The chapter 1 is entirely about this one passage.
第一章成章就係講呢一次神同希望哈該同以色列人講嘅説話。
And in chapter 2 verse 1.
喺第二章第一節。
He made another revelation.
就係第二次神同佢講嘅説話。
It's on the 21st day of the 7th month.
係7月21日。
And then the third revelation
是第三次神跟他讲说话,
is on chapter 2, verse 10.
是第二章第十节, 那里说, 9月,
it's on the 24th day of the 9th month.
是9月24日。
Notice the difference in the months.
看到那个的月份的不同。
In the last revelation,
是最尾那次,
it's on chapter 2, verse 20.
是第二十节那里说,
the word came to him for a second time in the 24th day of the month.
同時亦都係九月二十四日，不過嗰日咧就第二次同佢講説話。
So as God spoke to him over two times, he made four sermons.
神同佢講咗嘅説話，佢總共講咗四次，同以色列人分享咗四次。
He's got two revelations.
有兩次嘅
意思。
有兩次嘅説話，但係佢講咗四篇嘅道。
And spread over three months.
係經過三係呢兩四篇嘅道係大概有三個月嘅時間。
So how many times you want to get the church going?How many revival meetings do we need to get a church going?
我哋需要幾多嘅復興會去使到呢個嘅
It's a gigantic project, right?
教會開始工作咧。
I wish after hearing four sermons, the people can get going for the Lord.
我希望四次講道之後咧，啲以色列人咧就開始同神工作。
Okay, so let's just look at what's happening.
我哋睇
Go back to chapter 1.
第一章嗰度講啲乜嘢
？Let's talk about.In the second year of King Darius, on the first day of the sixth month,
在大利烏王第二年六章初六月初一日。
Why does God choose to give the revelation on this special month? You should ask.
點解究竟點解神有冇咩特別嘅意思？點解要揀呢一年呢一月？
Any special reasons?
有咩特別意思咧？
Now, Wendy, you would see that the sixth month is the month of Yibel, which is the vintage year, which is where vintage begins.
Okay.
That is the month of resting.
Okay, 第六月咧，其實咧就係喺以色列人嘅月曆嚟講咧，係一個祝福嘅月份嚟嘅。
It's a day where they would rest because they would be used this time to make wine.
呢個月份咧，其實咧佢哋係要嚟做酒嘅月份嚟嘅。
Because what would happen is that the Jewish calendar begins with Passover.
猶太人的日曆當中是由逾越節開始計起第逾越節開始的月份是尼撒月我們就尼撒月的時候就開始耕種那個收割大麥收割的時間
They would begin the barley harvest, and then over the next month they would finish the barley harvest.
喺尼撒月嘅第一個月嘅時候咧，就係開始大麥收割；第二個月咧就完咗大麥收割。
And in the third month they would do the wheat harvesting.
第三個月咧就會係小麥收割嘅時候。
And on the fourth month,
第四個月咧
，they would start to do the harvesting in grapes, figs, olive, and the grapes, the figs, and the olive they would ripe.
咁到猶太人嘅月曆第四個月嘅時候咧，啲提子、無花果同埋 olive 係橄欖咧就會成熟啦。
Over the fourth and the fifth month，
喺第四、第五個月咧，佢哋咧就會嚇嗰啲橄欖、無花果同埋提子咧就會熟。
And as soon as the grapes ripe,
當嗰啲提子熟嘅時候咧，
they would do preparation for the vintage to make wine.
佢哋咧就會係預備製酒啦。
So in the sixth month,
所以第六個月嘅時候
，is the month where they would do, do the wine, do the wine work.
第六個月嘅時候，佢哋咧就係會做一啲即係葡提酒嘅工作。咁跟住咧就係佢哋會完咗之後咧，佢哋就會休息。
For the Canadian farmers, I guess after they have finished the wheat harvesting, they would do some resting. Is that correct, Brian? People would normally rest after they do the.
日都喺加拿大都係當佢哋即係收割完咗之後，佢哋都會有。休息嘅日子。
From hence comes our Thanksgiving. Now it's about time when the farmers are resting a bit, right?
Yeah.
Because harvest is finished.
Yeah. 咁感恩節完咗之後，咁啲農夫，加拿大嘅農夫佢哋都會休息啦，因為就完咗佢哋工作。
But for the Jewish people, because they're under the Mediterranean climate,
因為猶太人佢哋喺地中海熱地帶嗰度咧
，normally with a winter rain.
咁通常咧冬天咧就會落雨。
So harvesting will start all the way with.In the fourth and the fifth month.
係啦，咁第四同埋第五個月嘅時候咧，就會收割。
And on the sixth month of the Jewish calendar, they will be doing resting.
咁喺猶太人嘅月曆第六個月咧，佢哋咧就會係休息。
Now, what does it mean by the sixth month of the Jewish calendar in our today's calendar?
咁猶太人嘅月曆六月份係即係等於我哋而家嘅月曆係幾時咧？差唔多係我哋嘅八月至九月嘅時間。
God spoke to these people when they are resting.
咁神咧就係同佢哋講説話嘅時候咧，就係當佢哋唔使做工嘅時間，係佢哋休息嘅時間。
And the first day of the sixth month is an official day of rest.
咁六月初一日其實係佢哋一個嘅休息嘅日子。
And God chose to speak to this prophet.
咁神咧就揀咗呢一日同哈該先知講説話。
See, when you're a prophet working for the Lord,
如果你係一個同為神工作嘅先知
，There's no holidays，
係冇日冇假期嘅。
Joshua would have taken a holiday being a priest。
大祭司可以可能可以有一日嘅假期唔使翻工。
Zerubbabel would have taken a holiday because he's a governor。
所羅巴伯亦都係可以有一日假期，因為係 state holiday。
But not so when you are a prophet。
但係當你係一個先知，你就唔係啦。
So God's words spoke to him.
咁神嘅話臨到佢。
Now what does he tell?
神同哈該講咩説話咧
？Now that's God wants him to speak to two people in particular.
神同哈該講係要佢同兩個人講嘢。
God's words spoke to Haggai.
神嘅話藉先知嘅哈該。
And through Haggai, he's supposed to speak to Zerubbabel and to Joshua, the high.The high priest.
藉住先知哈該向猶大省省長所羅巴伯同埋大祭司約書亞講説話。
What's the message?
個説話內容係咩咧
？See, notice the prophet would say, "This is what the Lord Almighty says."
一開始就話耶和華之十萬軍之耶和華如此説。
These people,
這百姓
say the time is not yet.
這百姓説建造耶和華的時候尚未來到。
Here we are. Let's stop for a moment. Because in verse 3 it says, Then the word came to him again.
咁跟住第三節話，那時耶和華臨到先知哈該説。
Is it a time for you to be living in your panel homes while this house remains a ruin?
這地仍然荒涼，你們自己還住天花板的房屋嗎？
Now let's look at this description of the problem.
我哋睇下呢段嘅説話。
See, Haggai would give us a problem, then God will give us a remedy.
咁哈該會俾我哋一個嘅問題，然之後神就會俾呢個答案。
Now, the first problem is that the builders are reluctant. They have reluctant leaders and reluctant builders.
嗰啲建造房屋嘅人，佢同埋一啲建造房屋嘅領袖咧，佢哋一個好頑固人，佢唔想做。
Now let's look at the four kind of problem these reluctant builders have.
我哋睇下呢班建造房屋嘅人有四
種。There are four problems related.
有四個問題。
The first problem is that they say, "I want to build, but it's never the right time."
第一個問題就話，我想做啊，不過都唔係時候。
Do you have staff like that working for you? You give them a project to do. They say, "Yes, it's a good time, but well, it is always something else."
咁好多時就係你俾人做嘅時候，佢都會有藉口去推搪啊！唔係合時。
Notice, please notice, young people, if you work like that, you are guaranteed to be you're guaranteed to be fired.
啊，年青人，你要小心喎！如果你有陣時你出嚟做嘢嘅時候，你 boss 俾嘢你做，如果你咁講嘢話咧，你就會被炒魚啦。
Your boss is not like the kind prophet to give you a warning.
你個 boss 唔會好似先知咁俾警告你。
The boss will give you a actual written warning, and then you'll be fired.
你個老細可能就會俾一封信你，即係話就話一封信去警告你，但係其實警告信，但係其實與此同時你都會被解僱啦。
Number two is that they love to rest.
第二個問題就係佢哋想休息。
You see, the second year of the king of the first day of the sixth month, yes, it's a day of rest. But unfortunately for these people, every day is a day of rest.
啊，咁但係睇落去好似六月其實係佢哋啱啱第一日嘅休息，但係喺對於建造聖殿嗰啲人嚟講，佢哋其實每日都喺度休息緊。
They are very busy during their own work.
佢哋每一日都喺度忙碌緊做緊自己嘅工作。
But for the doing the work of God.
但係就唔係做緊神嘅工作。
They've been resting for 16 years.
佢哋對於神嘅工作，佢哋已經唞咗16年啦。
Now what about Zerubbabel and Joshua? Are they responsible for the problem?
所羅巴伯同埋約書亞，佢哋究竟係唔係對於嗰個嘅問題所在咧？佢哋係。
They are very much a part of the problem.
佢哋亦都係呢個問題所在。
Because notice in verse 2.
在第二節嗰度話，
it says that these people say the time is not yet come for me to build the house of the Lord.
第二節嗰度話，呢啲百姓話建造時候尚未來到。
Notice God says it's these people, but God did not say my people. You know what the difference?
你睇到咧？聖經嗰度話這百姓説正，但唔係話我嘅百姓。
If you are religious, if you are a spiritual leader,
如果你係屬靈領袖嘅話。
If you're the leader of this church,
如果你係呢間教會嘅領袖，
you'll hear all kinds of comments from people.
你會聽到好多唔同嘅對你嘅反，即
係 some are spiritual, others are not.
你會聽到好多唔同嘅反應嚇，有啲係屬靈嘅反應，有啲係唔係。
Mentally, you have to know whether these comments are coming from God's people or these people.
當你係屬靈領袖，你聽到一班嘅弟兄姊妹同你講説話嘅時候，你就要好清晰咁去分析，究竟呢啲係神係藉住弟兄姊妹同你講嘢，定係話唔係？
These people are obviously not good Christians.
嚇，呢班嘅百姓好明顯就唔係一個嘅屬靈嘅百姓。
So that's the reason why God said, "It's these people, it's not my people."
所以萬軍之耶和華呢啲百姓就唔係話我嘅百姓。
But you know what the problem is?
咁個問題喺邊度咧？
Zerubbabel and Joshua had the people leading them.
咁所羅巴伯同埋約書亞其實係有一班人喺度領導緊佢哋嘅。
They are not the leaders.
所羅巴伯同埋約書亞唔係佢哋嘅領導。
They have given up the proper function of a leader.
佢哋放棄咗佢哋自己個領導嗰個嘅機會。
See, if you are a leader and you let the people lead you.
若果你身為一個領導人，但係你就任由一班你嘅弟兄姊妹去領導嘅話
，The governor and the priest would need a prophet to wake him up。
咁咧，你咧就需要一個先知嚟到去叫醒你啊。
That's my fourth point. When the leaders are not doing the work, they need a prophet。
呢個就係我個第四個嗰嘅睇到佢哋第四個嗰個問題，就係當一班領導人佢哋唔做緊佢哋自己應做嘅嘢，唔盡責任嘅時候，佢就需要一個先知嚟提醒佢哋啦。
That's how God described the leadership.
咁就係神嗰個嘅形容嗰個嘅領導。
See, before God says anything bad about the people, first He put the responsibility to the leaders.
咁所以神睇到一班弟兄百姓唔做嘢嘅時候，佢就會向班領袖嚟到討罪先。
Now let's look at the second problem they had.
我哋睇下第二嗰個嘅問題。
Let's look at verse 3.
第二個問題就係佢哋想休息。第三節嗰度話。
Then the word of the Lord came through prophet Haggai. Is it a time for you yourselves to be living in your panel houses, while this house remains a ruin?
第三、第四節嗰度話：這殿仍然荒涼，你們自己還住天花板的房屋嗎？
Now, what does that mean?
咩意思呢？
Also refer you to verse 7.
咁其實咧，就係我哋睇第七節嗰度睇到。
Please skip to verse 7.
我哋去落到第七節嗰度。
This is what the Lord Almighty says.
其實神就係要講呢樣嘢。
Give careful thought to your ways.
你們要省察自己行為。
Go up to the mountains.
你要上山取木。
And bring down timber.
取木建造這殿。
And build the house, so I may take pleasure in it and be honored.
我就因此喜樂，且得榮耀。
So what's my point in here?
咁我要講嘅係咩？
Why do I have to refer you to verse 3 and then to verse 7?
咁我叫大家睇咗第三節，然之後第七節。
The second problem they have is that they have fraudulent leaders.
咁佢嗰個問題咧，就係佢哋嗰個嘅領導人唔得勤力。
Not only that, they steal money.
哦，佢哋仲哦，穿櫃桶底。
Yes. Okay. The people are actually guilty of cheating the king's money.
係啦，佢哋咧就因為喺翻之前咧巴比倫王嗰陣時候咧，話俾佢哋翻去建造房屋嘅時候咧，係已經有咗俾咗一筆錢佢哋去，俾咗一筆錢去買啲料材料嚟去做嘅。咁但係發覺咧，而家佢哋啲材料咧，而自己起曬屋，咁所以咧耶和華咧就提醒佢哋要省察自己的行為，佢哋要去上山上面取翻啲木材落嚟去建造翻呢個聖殿，因為原本已經有嗰啲材料咧，已經俾佢哋用咗嚟起自己嘅屋
啦。Wendy, you're doing so good. You are even ahead of me. That's good. Okay, refer yourself back to the book of Ezra.
我哋翻翻以斯拉記。
And I'll tell you the reason why. Go to the book of Ezra, chapter 3.
以斯拉記第三章。
Verse 7.
第七節。
See.In chapter 1 to chapter 3, it talks about the king of Persia supplying the people with the material to rebuild the temple.
以斯拉記第一至三章嗰度咧就講到波斯王俾咗一啲嘅建造嘅材料俾啲以色列民，叫佢哋起聖殿。
King Cyrus is very generous.
波斯王好好好。
He gave the people three things.
好慷慨，俾三樣嘅嘢以色列民。
First, he gave them back.All the gold treasures in the that used to be in the temple.
首先咧就係佢以前所巴比倫王喺聖殿所掳走嘅金銀財物咧，佢完全還翻曬俾啲以色列人。
So they can put it back to the new temple.
咁佢哋咧就可以將啲原本屬於神嘅殿入邊嘅金銀財寶啊，嗰啲器皿咧就擺翻喺神殿聖殿裏邊。
Cyrus returned all of that back to them.
波斯王就還翻呢啲所有嘅。金器銀器俾以色列
民。Now, second thing is it's even more demanding.
第二樣嘢。
He tell his own people. He tell the Persians.
波斯王就叫波斯人。
It's in every town, in every city where Jews are living in your hometown. If they ask you for money, you have to give it.
咁佢咧就頒令下令咧，就係俾啲波斯人咧就話：如果你哋嗰個城鎮入邊咧有以色列人，要你哋。攞錢嚟到起聖殿嘅話咧，你哋咧就要俾佢哋。
So I don't know if I'm a Persian, if I have Jews living in my city, I'll just pack up and just leave town.
哇！如果我係嗰啲波斯人嘅話，如果我有人以色列人走嚟要我攞錢，我就俾佢話，我不如搬好過啦。
Because that is the king's order.
但係因為呢個係王嘅預口語。
Any Jews living in your city, if they ask you for money, you have to give it.
呢個係聖旨嚟嘅，所以咧，如果以色列人問你攞錢，你就要俾噶啦。
There's only one condition.They are the ones that have to be leaving back to Jerusalem.
唯一個條件就係佢哋要打算搬翻去耶路撒冷。
Otherwise, they will not be qualified for this grant.
如果佢哋唔打算搬翻去耶路撒冷嘅話咧，佢哋咧就唔可以問佢哋攞錢。
Thirdly,
第三
，the king supplied them with all the building material, all the wood.
波斯王已經揾到起聖殿嗰啲木材嗰啲材料。
Chapter 3, verse 7 of Israel.
以斯拉記三章七節。
Then they give money to the masons and carpenters, and give food and drink oil to the people of Sidon and Tyre. So they would bring cedar logs by sea from Lebanon to Joppa as offerings by King Cyrus of Persia.
以斯拉記三章七節嗰度話，他們又將銀子給石匠、木匠，把糧食、酒、油給西頓人、推羅人。 使他们将香柏树从黎巴嫩运到海里，浮海运到约帕，是照波斯王塞普失鲁士所允准的。
So what really happens when Solomon built his first temple?
在所罗门建造第一个圣殿的时候
，the work was actually contracted out to carpenters in Sidon and Tyre as well.
嗰阵时嗰啲工作咧，其实咧就系批咗俾西顿推罗嘅人做嘅。
So the temple was actually prefabricated in Sidon and Tyre.
所以其实圣殿嗰啲嘅物料全部都喺推罗西顿入边嗰度揾翻嚟。
That is the world's first mention of prefabricated buildings.
咁呢个咧就系圣殿嗰啲物料嗰啲嘅来源。
Because when the temple is being built, they just piece all them together.
系啦，咁当佢哋啲物料运到去耶路撒冷嘅时候咧，佢哋只需要将啲材料咧整成就得啦，即系唔需要去运。
So sections of the buildings was already pre-completed.
吓，咁
and was shipped.
咁嗰啲建造圣殿嘅材料，其实已经系一件件咁运到去耶路撒冷，等佢哋砌埋嘅啫。
So all they need to do is just put these parts together.
吓，咁佢哋要做嘅嘢就系将嗰啲唔同嘅 parts， 唔同嘅。
Anyone of you study architecture?
有冇人做建築噶
？Anyone raise your hands?
有冇讀建築噶？冇。
I subscribe to Architecture Digest.
我買咗啲建築師嘅睇嘅 journal.
And yes, and it talks about now there's a popular trend about prefabricated homes. Homes that you can build in a factory and you can put together on the site.
咁而家流行一樣嘢咧，就係佢通常建造嘅時候咧，佢已經建造咗一件件嘅嘢，然之後咧運到去你屋企嗰陣時，你只不過砌埋佢就得噶啦。
See, the original temple built by Solomon was a prefabricated home.
喺所羅門當時建造第一個聖殿嘅時候，亦都係咁樣同樣嘅道理。
It was actually built in factories in Tyre and Sidon.
咁其實咧就喺推羅西頓嘅地方嗰度已經建造咗一啲嘅。不同的部分，然後運到去耶路撒冷，砌埋一齊。
Now the same thing has happened here.
咁而家以斯拉記呢度亦都係同樣事情。
King Cyrus is copied from Solomon's model.
波斯王亦都係抄照所羅門嗰陣時所做嘅嘢。
But King Cyrus is perhaps not as good a contractor as Solomon.
咁可能波斯王並唔係好似所羅門王咁叻啊。
He did not go into prefabricated homes anymore.
佢唔會再做，即係再冇 order， 再冇再冇去同所羅門所做嘅工作一樣。
He just ordered the logs。
佢淨係去買咗啲木材。
So the temple has been built on site。
咁木材運到去耶路撒冷之後咧，就慢慢去起啦。
Now what really happens is notice the carpenters and the masoners。were given full provisions, and the cedar logs were purchased from Babylon.
嚇，咁我第七節嗰度話咧，銀將啲錢咧就俾咗石匠、木匠，將啲糧食酒同埋油咧就俾咗推羅西頓嘅人。
So a lot of money was spent by the Persians.
咁好多錢都啲波斯王使咗好多錢。
So the Jews can rebuild the temple.
使咗好多錢，所以咧啲以色列人可以去起聖殿。
And now all that is shipped to Joppa.
咁所有嘅材料咧就運到去約帕。
Now Joppa is the place where Jonah the prophet. Joppa is the place where Jonah the prophet.
Okay, 約帕咧就係約拿先知嗰度，走佬嗰度，上船走佬嗰度。
And it's also in the New Testament. That's also the place where Peter saw the vision to reach out to a Roman centurion called Cornelius.
約帕咧亦都係喺使徒行傳彼得喺嗰度見到異象，要去同哥尼流傳福音個地方。
So Joppa is a very important seaport at that time.
約帕係一個好重要嘅海港。
So all the materials were actually shipped to Joppa, and then it actually went inside. It went in then to Jerusalem.
好多嘅物料，所有嘅物料咧，都係運到去約帕，從海路運到約帕，然之後約帕咧就從陸路運去以色列。
That all the material was already there.
啲材料已經喺嗰度，係運到去耶路撒冷。
So quickly refer yourself back to Haggai.
我哋翻去哈該書第一章。
Verse three. What was the Lord saying about having the people to go up to the mountains?
但係咧，我哋翻去哈該書第一章嗰度， 第七節嗰度、第八節嗰度話：你哋要上山取木料建造這殿。
Well, isn't the timber already there?
但係其實根據以斯拉記，咁其實已經運咗啲木材去噶咯喎。
But why do they have to go up to the mountains to start chopping down timber?
點解佢哋要自己上山去斬樹落嚟建咧？
Any reason?
咩原因啊？
Well, refer yourself back to chapter 1, verse 3 of Haggai.
咁我哋睇翻第一章第三節嗰度就話。
Then you know why?
你就知道啦。
Is it time because you're living in your panel houses?
咁佢哋話你自己還住天花板的房屋嗎？
So does anyone know what happened to the king's lumber?
咁嗰個波斯王俾佢哋嗰啲木材去咗邊咧？
Where is it? They took it for themselves.
嚇！佢哋其實咧就即係既然有啲物料喺度，不如自己起屋啦咁。
They don't want to build a temple anymore.
佢哋唔想建造呢個嘅聖殿，咁就攞咗啲木料去自己間屋。咁所以都其中一個原因就係佢哋停咗工冇做。
Because they have actually stolen from the Lord.
咁其實佢哋咧就偷咗即係神嘅木材。
And also they have stolen from the king.
偷咗王波斯王俾佢哋嘅木材。
If the king finds out, they're all in trouble.
若果嗰個波斯王發現咗之後，其實佢哋都幾大件事嚇。
Under Chinese law, they would be all executed.
若果喺中國大陸嘅時候咧，佢哋會所有都被斬啦。
Yes, I think because this is like treason.
因為
stealing from government property.
偷國家嘅材料。
In Canada, you may get I don't know 5 years.
我唔知啊，喺加拿大可能你會被坐監。
In the U.S., they may give you 500 years.
可能美國會即係要你坐500年監。
I don't know. Okay. Be careful.
所以小心。小心唔好偷咗神。
See, King Cyrus is a very generous king.
物件。
Once he gave it all to the people, he did not have an order to go and check what happened.
咁波斯王俾佢哋之後，佢就冇 follow up 去睇下究竟嗰啲木料去咗邊。
So Cyrus is not a very smart king.
呢個波斯王其實唔係好聰明。
He just sent the auditor general down there.
佢淨係派咗個省長落去睇住佢哋做就算啦。
And they would be all be in jail.
咁其實嗰啲嗰個所羅巴伯啊、約書亞佢哋其實佢哋都要有責任，佢哋可能要。
So that is the second problem they have.
俾波斯王知道就會捉咗入監。
The second problem is that they have fraudulent people, people that commit the fraud.
咁第二個另外一個問題咧，就係佢哋有詭詐。
They stole from the king and they also stole from God.
佢哋唔單止偷取王，仲偷取咗神嘅物資。
Now what is the punishment?
嗰個嘅懲罰係乜嘢咧？
Did Cyrus punish them?
嗰個波斯王懲罰佢哋咩咧？
Cyrus is perhaps too busy to find out what happened.
波斯王可能已經太忙咯，佢都唔會去。知道呢件事。
There were no state auditor generals at that time.
佢哋都唔會知道，佢唔會知道嚇呢件事。
But God is a better auditor.
咁神係一個更加聰明。
And God now give them the punishment.
清楚嘅主人。
What kind of punishment God gave them?
而家神俾佢哋懲罰，神俾咩懲罰咧
？Notice chapter 1 verse 6.
第六節嗰度話。
He tells these people, "You planted much, but you will harvest very little."
他說你們殺的種多，收的卻少。
This is exactly what the problem is.
這個就是問題了。
How much do you harvest?
他們收割收了多少？
What would ruin the harvest? Anyone? How come they planted so much, but they can harvest very little? What has God promised them?
神應許了他們什麼？
Oh, big time punishment.
神俾咗佢哋啲咩懲罰咧
？Refer to verse 11.
喺第十一節嗰度話。
I call for a drought on the fields and in the mountains, on the grain, the new wine, the oil.
神俾咗干旱佢哋，喺度地土、山岗、五谷、新酒同埋油都係干旱。
See, that is exactly what the problem started.
呢個就係一個其中嘅理由。
Because when they rested.On the sixth month,
當佢哋喺六月初一日休息嘅時候
，they are supposed to be expecting rain.
佢哋其實係等緊呢個雨嘅來臨。
In the seventh month,
第七個月係落雨嘅。
Now the seventh month is like our is equivalent to our September and October calendar.
7月7, 猶太人的7月等於我們的9月10月。
That is the time where early rain is supposed to be coming.
那個時候呢就是落雨的季雨季。
Because once they rested on the sixth month,
因為當他們
comes the seventh month, they are supposed to be replanting the seeds.
因為他們呢當6月休息的時候呢7月落雨的時候呢就是再繼續栽種的時候。
They are supposed to be doing early they're supposed to be doing plowing.
他應該六月休息嗰陣時，七月嗰陣時候咧，就係要刮泥、鬆泥土嘅時候。
They're supposed to be doing sowing.
佢哋應該係準備撒種嘅時候。
Because in the eighth month,
因為八月嘅時候，佢哋就會
the wheat would have to be sowed, the barley have to be sowed, the wheat have to be sowed.
八月嘅時候咧，就應該係撒種、撒種呢個大麥、小麥嘅時候。
So over the 3 months.
所以嗰三個月，六月至九月，
they should be expecting rain。
佢哋應該嚟講，即係通常都會係落雨嘅季節。
To help them with the sowing，
係幫助佢哋鬆泥同埋播種。
If you sow the seed, you plow the land, you sow the seed. If no rain came, what's going to happen？
死嗱，如果你如果你預備咗土地，你撒咗種冇雨，咁會咩事情發生
？No harvest, right？
咁就唔會有，咁啲種就唔會生長。
So God's telling them。
神喺度话俾佢哋听。
If you want to rest,
如果你需要休息嘅话
，I'm also resting too.
我都休息。
Okay, if you rest, not building my temple,
如果你休息唔起圣殿嘅话
，I also take a holiday.
我都休息啦。
I'm not giving you rain.
我就唔会落雨啦。
See which one wins.
睇下边个会赢。
See over the next 3 months.
咁所以跟住嗰三个月
，their entire economy have to depend on the rain.
咁跟住嗰三個月，其實佢嗰個嘅經濟咧都係等住啲雨水嚟。
See from a sixth month，
第六個月
，to the ninth month，
至到第九個月
，the most crucial aspect of the economy is rain。
嗰個經濟嘅命脈係控制喺啲水個雨水嗰度。
If no rain come，
如果冇雨水嘅話
，there won't be a harvest next year。
咁出年就唔會有收割。
They will be in big time trouble。
佢哋就會饑荒。
So God's trying to tell them that now if you are going to be having this big drought, and your economy would have a downturn next year, what are you going to do with your houses?
啊，咁神其實喺度話俾你聽，如果你唔建聖殿嘅話，我唔會落雨，咁你出年就會冇收成，咁你喺間屋入邊咁點咧？
Well, you've stolen all my material to build your panel homes.
你偷曬我所有嘅木材去起你屋。
Now, when your economy is in ruins.
當你經濟衰退的時候
How would you have money to pay the mortgage?
你哪裡有錢去供樓呢
What's going to happen to you?
那你會怎樣呢
The economy will be in a bubble, right?
那個經濟就會
They have to list the homes for sale.
他們就要賣屋了
Right? Very much like the United States, right?
好像美國那樣
See, the United States is having the same problem as what the Jews are having now.
美國其實他們這些人呢其實跟以前以色列人所發生的事是一樣的。
The Americans are in highly, the Americans want to borrow their way out of debt.
他們就是在他們那個債那裡在借錢。
Mortgage after mortgage came. They like to take out the mortgages so they can buy beautiful homes, so they can buy jet skis, so they can buy sports cars.
他們再將嗰個屋咧重新再重新去問銀行借錢。
And all the time they have neglected God's work.
佢一直以嚟都可以睇到忽略緊神嘅説話。
So you know what's going to happen?
咁咩事情會發生咧
？We're not to the end of that yet.
我哋未到最
後。The housing bubble would not come back. You know, it's not has not reached the bottom.
嗰個房地產嗰個問題仲未曾去到底。
They're still in a drought.
咁佢哋仍然都係乾旱。
God is trying to tell these people, if you want to rest, I would also rest.
神喺度尝试咁话俾班以色列民听，你想休息，我都需要休息。
All I need to do is just fold my hands and don't give you water.
我只需要就系唔俾雨落去个地下嗰度。
See, God's saying that you are busy doing your own work.
因为你喺度忙碌咁做紧你自己嘅事情。
See, while the building project is actually at a standstill.The building project is rested. These people are very busy planning their own future.
咁起圣殿嗰个工程就喺度停咗工，但系其实佢哋啲以色列人好忙碌喺度计划紧自己嘅未来。
May God help us.
都願神幫助我哋。
Nowadays, we have to find out how much time do we spend in reading God's words? How much time are we spending in building the Lord's ministry and His kingdom?
我哋其實都要反省下自己，究竟我哋有幾多時間喺度讀神嘅聖經，有幾多時間喺度為神嘅國度嚟到建造。
See, the people had a bad attitude.
嗰啲人咧有個唔好嘅態度。
The thing is always time to do God's work.
咁佢哋就話：你成日做神嘅工，成日都有時間做噶啦。
And they end up pleasing themselves first.
咁佢終於咧就係為咗自己做咗自己嘅嘢先。
First, they please their business.
首先就係為咗自己嘅生意。
Then they want to please their families.
跟住就為咗自己嘅屋企。
And of course, they say, "Well, after that, then I'll please God when I've got some time."
咁跟住之後，如果我有時間嘅話，我先至去為神工作啦。
You know what? If you have this mentality, you will never please God.
但係大家小心喎，如果你有咁樣嘅思想嘅時候，你冇機會去取神嘅喜悅。
There's always a bigger house that you want to move into.
永遠都會有一間大啲嘅屋你想搬入去，亦永遠都會有一架更加好嘅車你想去買。咁成日都會有一架更加好嘅工作俾你去做。
And God is saying that, look, if that's the case, then you eat, but you will never have enough. You drink, but you never have your fill.
弟兄姊妹小心，神喺度話到，如果你咁樣做嘅話咧，你
put on your clothes. That's what back to verse 6.
你們盼望第六節嗰度話，你們吃卻不得飽，喝卻不得足，穿衣服卻不得暖。得工錢，將工錢裝在破漏的囊中。
And you put money in a purse that's got holes in it. You know how God can punish you?
睇睇神點樣去懲罰你。
All you need to do is just turn down a corner and run into a traffic accident.
你可能
Today, okay,
你可能即係可能完咗今日崇拜之後，出去個馬路嗰度轉個角，可能就有
Bang, your car get hit.
你會有交通意外。撞咗車。
Insurance would say that, well, we can only cover so much.
咁嗰個保險可能話，我只可以賠到些少俾你。
And suddenly you're pocket about thousands of dollars.
可能突然間就要攞幾千蚊出嚟去買翻架車，整翻架車。
All these things can happen to you.
好多事情都會發生。
And your neighbour may sue you.
咁你可能你 neighbour， 我隔離屋會告你。
The city, yes, the city may raise your property taxes.
咁跟住嗰個市政府咧，就可能會加你税。
You know what the problem they have with when they put too much panels on their homes? When they put too much, you know, when they put too much good things on their homes?
你明唔明白到如果俾得太多好嘢喺間屋入面有咩問題咧
？The property value goes up.
你要俾地税嗰個就會加啦。
And so too with the property insurance.
咁跟住咧，你個屋嘅保險亦都會加。
So do with the property taxes.
咁嗰個係啦，嗰地税會加。
And you know what? When you put the panels in, when you put the wood panels in, it's beautiful for the first week.
嚇！你當你俾啲工，即係你整靚間屋嘅時候，第一個禮拜會好靚。
And then after that,
跟住之後咧
，you get tired of it.
你就會覺得好厭啦。
And you never know that this is actually God's house. You're using God's material to do it.
你仍然都唔知道，原來你係用緊神嗰個嘅物料去起緊你自己間屋喎。
You know what you say? I'm just borrowing it from the Lord.
有啲人話我係同神借住嚟用住先啫。
True enough, the money, the wood belongs to the king.
我第節係啲錢其實係屬於皇帝，係波斯王嘅。
But the king says that the project should be stopped, maybe.
或者嗰個
The king's not too sure.
或者嗰個王覺得呢個工程都要停咧。
And because it's actually another king that came to permit the project to be rebuilt.
嚇，其實呢個波斯王其實係另一個波斯王嚟㗎，已經係同初時頒布話俾佢哋翻去耶路撒冷起聖殿嗰陣時，嗰個皇帝已經係另一個皇帝嚟嘅。
Cyrus gave them material.
古列王俾佢哋嗰個嘅物料。
But Cyrus put a stop to the project.
但係喺古列王嗰陣時已經完咗工，停咗工。
And then say, well, if you stop the project, then let me help myself with the building material.
咁嗰啲以色列人就話：既然停咗工，我就用咗嗰啲料去啦，唔好嘥。
So when a new king came up,
跟住大利烏王上任
，and he approved the project.
佢亦都去批准嗰個嘅工程。
Now they can rebuild the temple。
而家佢哋可以起聖殿。
The wood is not there anymore。
但係啲木料已經唔喺度啦。
So what does God tell them？
咁神同佢哋點講啊
？What is the remedy？
有咩嘅解決方法
？Well。The remedy still goes back to chapter 1, verse 1 to 4.
那個解決的方法仍然都是去回第一章一至四節。
It's very simple.
很簡單。
Very basic.
很簡單。
Put God first in your life.
放神在你的首位。
That is the first remedy. Put God first in your life.
那個解決方法就是首先就是將神放在你的首位。
Put him above your family.
放神在你。
Put him above your business.
在你的工作，在你的生意，在你的家人之前。
Eliminate all your excuses.
除去所有的藉口。
And then God tells them to examine the evidence.
咁跟住神叫佢哋去睇嗰个嘅证据。
God tells them that how come my building remains in a ruin? My house remains a ruin.
佢神就话叫佢哋睇下点解我嘅殿仍然荒凉。
Why is it in a ruin?
点解仍然荒凉咧
？But the foundation was there.
那個的根基在這裡
and nothing else is there.
跟住上面就冇嘢啦。
So should they not examine the evidence?
佢哋係咪應該要睇下嗰個嘅根基
？Now the evidence is in verse 5.
嗰個證據就喺第五節嗰度話。
Give careful thought to your ways.
要省察自己嘅行為。
Now what does it mean by that?
點樣為之省察自己行為咧
？God told them to give two careful thoughts.
神叫佢哋考慮兩件事情。
The first thing is that in verse 5, give careful thought to your ways. You planted much, but then you won't be enjoying it.
首先就是叫神去省察自己的行为。
And number 2 is that in verse 7, he said, give careful thought. Go up to the mountain and get the wood.
神叫你思想两样嘢，第一样就系省察自己嘅行为，睇下你哋种嘅多，收嘅少；第二叫你省察自己行为，就系叫佢哋上山取木材。
Now is payback time。
而家就系还钱，还翻啲木材俾神嘅时候。
Payback always feels bad。
要还嘢嗰时，其实成日都觉得好唔系几舒服。
Payback always horrible, a horrible experience。
其实唔系几开心嘅事情。
But you need to do that。
但系你需要做。
Because you've been stealing from me all these years。
因為你呢十六年你都係咁樣偷咗神嘅物料。
Now the Hebrew word for give careful thought means that you have to reflect back to the past。
喺希伯來文嗰度話，省察自己嘅行為就係叫你諗翻以前嘅事。
Not only that, you have to look at what's happening to you in the present. You have to also go back to the past。
唔單止係要睇下而家究竟你自己發生咩事情，亦同時亦都要係去諗翻省察下自己以前發生嘅事情。
God tells them that. Do you know why you're here?
神话俾佢哋听，你知唔知你会喺度
？You could have been all resting in comfort in Babylon.
你其实可以喺巴比伦嗰度坐喺度叹紧。
16 years ago.
十六年前。
You were all prosperous in Babylon.
你哋都喺巴比伦嗰度生活。
You were all doing good in there.
你个嗰度好喺度享受紧你嘅生活。
16 years ago, you were motivated.
十六年前，你哋係好興奮咁嚟翻翻嚟呢度。係十六年前，我向你哋嗰個嘅呼召嘅時候，你係好興奮咁去回應。
900 miles, 4.5 months of treacherous journey to come to Jerusalem。
你哋行咗900里路，用咗4.5个月嚟到呢度。
What was the purpose？
你嗰個行咁遠路嘅目的係咩咧
？Your purpose, of course, is to build my house。
你嘅目的係要嚟起我嘅聖殿。
And you forgot why you came。
你唔記得咗你嚟呢度嘅目的。
Have we all done that?
我哋系咪曾经都做过呢啲同样嘅事情？你嚟到加拿大嘅目的系乜嘢
？Do you know why you're here in this church today?
嚟到使徒教会嘅目的系乜嘢
？Some of you may have been church members in other much bigger churches before.
或者之前你哋去一间系去过一啲大啲嘅教会。
Give careful thought.
你要省察自己，点解今日会喺呢间教会度
We are here very much like what the Jews were in Jerusalem.
我哋其實喺呢間教會嘅時候，就好似一班以色列人，佢哋喺耶路撒冷嗰度。
You could have been in a church of 1,000 people today. That you could be sitting there, no one knows, no one would notice your absence or your presence.
其實我可以係好隨時都會去翻一千人以上嘅教會嗰度坐喺度，你出現同埋唔出現都冇人知道。
Some of you today may be there.
嚇，咁可能有啲可能有啲人亦都係今日已經係唔喺度嘅原因。
Think about that.
嚇，你哋諗下，諗下點解你會坐喺呢一度
？You come here for a purpose.It's to build God's work. It's to do God's. It's to God's. It's to do God's mighty work.
今天你坐喺呢度係有一個目的，係學習神嗰個話語，係去建造神嗰個嘅教會。
We're a small church. What can we offer you?
我哋一間細嘅教會，我哋可以俾到你乜嘢咧
？We're here to advance God's kingdom.
我哋喺度係。但大家喺度係希望得到神嗰個嘅國度。
Because we know that the larger churches that we used to belong to cannot do what we're doing now today.
或者可能即係以前大家翻嘅教會，即係俾唔到神嘅國度你，所以你嚟到呢度。
That's why you're here today. If you want to come here to sleep,
若果大家嗰個目的嚟到係瞓覺嘅話咧
，Believe me, there are much better churches.
第二啲教會，第二啲教會咧，啲凳會舒服啲，有墊啊，坐舒服啲。
When you sleep, people would not notice because they're all sleeping together.
有多啲嘅人，咁但係即係你瞓覺亦都唔會咁覺，因為嗰度更加多人陪你一齊瞓覺。
When pastor told me,
當牧師話俾我聽
，that every Sunday his church sleeps 500.
當有個牧師話俾我聽，佢。
He sleeps 500 every morning, every Sunday morning.
佢每個禮拜每個星期日嘅朝頭早可以令到500人睡瞓覺。
That's why they build very comfortable pillows.
所以佢起嗰間教會嘅時候咧，咁佢哋啲凳咧就會起得好舒服嘅。
You see, we're here today very much like the Jews were. So let's not forget why we're here.
我哋今日嚟到呢間教會嘅時候，我哋好似一班嘅以色列人咁樣，我哋唔好忘記，都求神保守我哋唔好忘記我哋嚟到呢度嘅目的。
See the book of Ezra, chapter 1 to chapter 3.
以斯拉記第一章至到第三章
tells them this miracle.
講到呢個嘅神蹟
God says, I move King Cyrus.
呢個神蹟就係神能夠令到呢個波斯王令到改變佢嘅心意嚟到俾一班嘅被掳嘅以色列人翻到去以色列嗰度重新起聖殿
He give you safe a passage. He give you money. He give you wood.
神俾到神藉住呢個波斯王俾到我哋錢，俾到俾我哋有木材，俾到我哋有時間。
Now, if you want to turn back to Israel,
我哋可以
接翻佢。Let's give careful thought.
以斯拉記。
Go back to chapter one.
以斯拉記第一章。
What has the king told them to do?
嗰個波斯王叫佢哋做啲乜嘢
？The king is a Persian. He's not a Jew.
個波斯王佢唔係猶太人。
In Israel chapter one, verse two.
以斯拉記第一章第二節嗰度話
：The king himself says that the Lord God of heaven has given me all the kingdoms of the earth. Even the Persian king appreciates what he has got from God himself.
個波斯王佢都好感恩啊！佢話耶和華天上嘅神已將天下萬國賜俾我，又祝福我在猶大的耶路撒冷為他建造殿宇。
And he told me to build.
係耶和華天上嘅神叫我去建造。
Now what have you done?
但係你做咗啲乜嘢
？Have you done anything to build?
你
You have not done any actual building other than laying the foundation.
你建造咗啲咩咧？你只不過建造咗個嘅根基。
So young people have to say something, put it on your pet rock, write it on your pet rock, say that never start something you cannot finish.
年輕人啊，我同大家講一句就係記住，若果你知道你自己唔能夠。完成嗰份工作嘅時候，你千祈唔好去開始。
Use it as a paperweight, okay? Write on your paperweight. Never start something I cannot finish.
成為你嘅座右銘嚇，擺喺你嘅台嗰度對住你。你若果知道自己唔能夠完成嘅話咧，就唔好開始。即係另一個意思就係話，你開始咗嘅，你就完成佢啦。
See, the king was saying that.
嗰個波斯王就咁講。
You go up there and you rebuild the temple of God, the God of Israel, the God who's in Jerusalem.
你去到耶路撒冷嗰度為佢建造聖殿，嗰個佢就係耶和華神。
If you want money, I'll give you money.
如果你需要錢嘅話，我俾錢你。
You get silver, gold, goods, and livestock.
你有金、有銀、有生物、牲畜。
Yes, you can take anything you want from our people to build your temple.
任务，如果你想去耶路撒冷建殿嘅话，你要乜就俾乜你。
Now at that time there could be something like 1 million Jews that are living in Babylon.
嗰阵时差唔多大概一百万嘅犹太人住喺巴比伦。
How many of them actually went back?
究竟有几多个人真真正正翻返去耶路撒冷咧
？Now when you go to chapter two,
你当你去睇
verse 64。
第二章以斯拉記第二章第六十四節。
It says that the whole company numbered 42,360 people.
會眾共有42,360名。
And also there's another 7,337 people that are servants, maid servants.
另外仲有仆婢7,337名。
And then they have 200 choir members.
又有歌唱嘅男女200名。
So when you add up all these together, it's about 50,000 people.
當你加埋曬嘅時候，差唔多有五萬人。
So 50,000 people out of maybe like 1 million people actually went back.
五萬人，差唔多一百萬之中有五萬人翻翻去。
So when you give careful thought to that,
當你諗下時候
，you find out that you're in Jerusalem not for fun.
你當你諗清楚嘅時候，你唔係翻返去以色耶路撒冷探世界。
You're one of the few privileged people to hear the call.
你只不過係其中一班好少嘅人。聽到神的呼召
Many are called, but few are chosen.
很多人是會聽到這個呼召，但是只有少人選上。
Think about it today. How many people does Edmonton have as a city, as a population? How many?
我們Edmonton有多少人?
1 million?
100萬?
How many of this million are now attending churches regularly on a Sunday?
咁究竟呢一百萬人當中，有幾多人係逢星期日都可以好？好好每個禮拜都可以去到教會度咧。
I have to say less than 50,000.
我諗係少過五萬。
Now, how many of them would rather like to sit in a small church that's meeting in a community hall rather than sitting in a big church?
少過五人當中，有幾多個係情願喺一間細嘅教會坐喺度聽神嘅話語，定話係一間大嘅教會坐喺度瞓覺
？How many of you want to do something for the Lord? How many are the people?They want to be revived.
你哋在有幾多當中係希望能夠為神做一啲嘅嘢，能夠俾神嚟到復興
？1,000 maybe.
一千人。
We don't know.
我唔知道。
See, you're the chosen one.
你係其中一個被揀選嘅。
So don't waste your life away. That's what.
所以千祈唔好嘥浪費大家嘅時間。
That's what Haggai's trying to tell的 people.
亦都係哈該同大家同以色列人講所講説話。
Give very careful thought as to why you're here.
省察自己的行為，點解你會喺度咧
？You walk all this distance.
你行到咁遠，九百里路。
See, you went 900 miles from Baghdad to Jerusalem.
你喺巴比倫行到去耶路撒冷九百里路。
It took you more than 4 months.
用咗多過四個月嘅時間。
Many cutthroats are waiting along the paths.
好多賊人喺個路途中係等緊你。
Many highwaymen, many gangsters are there trying to rob you.
好多賊人啊，綁匪啊，喺度。
But did anyone die because of that?
但係佢哋咁五萬人當中有冇人死到咧
？No.
冇一個。
Nobody was hurt.
冇一個有受損害。
Did Cyrus provide them with a guard?No, that was not in Cyrus' budget. Okay.
咁究竟波斯王有冇即係話俾錢出錢去請呢個保安員咧，同佢哋一齊
？King Cyrus did not give them an escorting army.
佢呢個冇 budget， 佢冇呢個保安嘅 budget 喎。
That's the only thing he did not provide them with.
佢就冇俾到，佢就係話俾錢佢哋，俾材料佢哋起聖殿。
Because he knows that if these people are doing God's work, God will do the protection.
佢知道呢個波斯王知道。
Why would he waste a state budget?
若果佢哋係做神嘅工嘅時候，神會保守佢哋，佢使乜去俾錢出錢去請保安咧
？Did they lose one horse? Did they lose one donkey?
佢哋冇損失過一隻驢或者一隻馬咧
？No, nothing was lost.
冇乜嘢都冇損失過。
So God's trying to, when you give careful thought, who protects you all these years?
當你省察下嘅時候，咁多年以嚟，神點咩？係邊個保護你咧
？The wonderful hymn writer John Newton had wrote in Amazing Grace. He said, "Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come."
喺一個好出名嘅作曲家、作詞家John Newton 佢寫出奇妙恩典嘅時候，佢就話喺我經過咁多嘅艱苦困難嘅時候，係邊個保守到我咧
？And this grace that has brought me safe so far is grace that will take me home。
呢個嘅奇異恩典就係呢個嘅特別嘅恩典，就係可以帶到我翻屋企。
Now you're home right now。
你而家翻屋企啦。
Give careful thought to it。
省察下，留心思想下。
Refer yourself back to chapter 2 of Israel, chapter 2, verse 68. What happened to you when you arrived in Jerusalem?
第六十八節，當你去到耶路撒，佢哋去到耶路撒冷嗰陣時，究竟佢哋做咗乜嘢咧？
When they arrived at the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, some of the heads of the members of the families that give free will offerings towards the rebuilding of the house.
二章六十八節嗰度話，有些族長到了耶路撒冷耶和華殿的地方，便為神的殿甘心獻上禮物，要重新建造。
Now, what significance do we have in here?
我哋呢度有咩重要咧
？Two things we can see.
啊，有兩件事。
One is that God did not mention about a thing about the journey.
神並冇提到，呢喺聖經裏邊並冇提到嗰個嘅路途，嗰九百里路嘅路途。
Israel is completely silent on the journey.
以色列完全係冇提到一隻字啊。
Israel only talks about the beginning, about a king giving them money.Livestock to go back.
哈，以斯拉謝喺呢度提到之前，出發之前，個波斯王俾咗啲咩佢哋拎走。
And then the end of the journey is mentioned.
喺完咗嗰個路程之後咧。
So when you give careful thought to your life,
就佢講到一個嘅甘心奉獻嘅禮。當
你 What does it tell you about our lives?
當你留意到呢度嘅時候，你試想曾經唔係你嘗試諗下你嗰個生命。
Is our journey important?
那個過程，
那個destination more important than the journey.
那個過程是不是重要呢？還是說去到那個目的地才重要呢？
Think about it. There are some people who can live 100 years.
想想有些人可以生活100年。
Others may live only about 30 or 40.
有些人可能30年、40年。
But God is wanting to try and tell them that, okay, the only thing that's important is that you have a good beginning and you will have a good ending in your life.
神在這裡
That's more important.
喺《以斯拉記》呢度咧，就想話俾班以色列人聽，無論當中九百里路幾艱難、幾辛苦都好，其實最重要咧就係一開始嗰陣時，神已經感動咗波斯王，俾到一啲嘅物料佢哋，同埋之後佢哋能夠到達目的地，嗰個先至係最重要。
In the book of Romans, it says that you would go from faith to faith.
喺Roman 羅馬書嗰度話到，你係以因信以至以信。
You go from faith to faith.You start with faith to make this journey. Now, when you arrive in Jerusalem, you have to end in faith as well. What happened to that?
你開始係一開始係信，因著信，以至以信，最尾嗰陣時都係信。
If you start with faith, but what if you end up with disaster?
但如果你開始係有信心，但係臨尾嗰陣時係失敗嘅話。
Now you did the right thing when you first landed in Jerusalem.
咁有咩重要咧？嗱，你一開始嗰陣時嚟到耶路撒冷，你係啱嘅。
You know what the first thing they did? They started to give a free will offering towards the rebuilding.
佢哋一去到耶路撒冷嗰陣時，佢就即刻有一個獻甘心獻上禮物嗰個嘅。
They arrive at the house of the Lord.
佢哋嚟到神嘅殿嘅地方。
Now is the house of the Lord there?
神嘅殿嘅地方，個神嘅殿建咗未啊
？It was gone for the last 70 years. It was burned, destroyed.
只不過個地方，但係嗰個殿未曾重建。那個之前嗰個殿已經係七十年前，所羅門起嗰個殿已經係七十年前已經燒咗啦。
But in God's eyes，
但喺神嘅眼中
，His house is still there。
佢嗰個嘅殿嗰個仍然喺度。
All you see is just the ruins。
你雖然所見到嘅只不過係一班
，In God's eyes， the house is still there。
一堆嘅頹垣敗瓦，但係其實喺神嘅眼中，佢嗰個殿仍然都喺嗰度。
This is how God looks at our lives。
呢個就係神點樣睇佢嘅生命。
See, God is trying to tell them you did the right thing when you first go to Jerusalem.
神就話你去耶路撒冷已經係啱噶啦。
You did not try to find a hotel.
你並
did not try to find a place to rent.
你並冇去揾一個舒適嘅地方去住。
You did not try to use the money to buy maybe some building lots. To build your homes, no.
你一去到耶路撒冷嗰陣時候，你係為我甘心獻上一啲嘅禮物。
The first thing is that you give an offering to the Lord. It's a free will offering. Now that's a good start.
一個甘心嘅奉獻係一個好嘅開始。
Well, The first you start with free will offering, but you should step up with a faith offering, right? Now, they stopped doing that. They did not do that. They have a free will offering, but did not do an offering out of faith.
他们跟着做一个甘心献礼，并不是一个的信心的献礼。
But God's work can still be done with people who give a free will offering.
但是神仍然都能够藉着一般的甘心献礼上面能够做他的工作。
And the priests, the Levites, and the singers, and the gatekeepers, they all settle down in their own tongues.
咁嗰啲祭司同埋一啲嘅唱歌嘅人、守门嘅人，全部都喺自己嘅城里边住。
See, after they give the donation, then they look for a place to stay.
佢哋奉献咗之后，佢哋奉献咗之后，佢哋就开始揾地方住。
Many people when they first come to Edmonton,
好多人嚟到 Edmonton 之后。
The agenda number one is to find a good home.
他们第一件首先要做的事就是找一间好的屋。
And then the agenda number two is trying to find a good school for the children.
第二就是找一间好的学校。
Find a good bank.
第三就是找一间好的银行。
And then of course once when they do all that, then you want to find a good job.
接着呢就找一份好的工。
Now where does a good church come in?
那究竟一间好的教会是第几名呢?
Job number 100?
是第十、第一百样的事情要做。
Think about that, okay? These people...These Jews that are now that was not doing very good in the book of Haggai is now doing very good in the book of Ezra. They did the right thing.
嗱喺哈該書裏邊嗰班以色列人做得唔係幾好，但其實喺以斯拉記嗰陣時，同一班嘅人佢哋一開頭係做得好好。
16 years ago, they were spiritual giants.
十六年前佢一個屬靈嘅好係一班好屬靈嘅人。
So when God tells the people in the book of Haggai, give careful thought.Think back about the past. He was saying that. Think about the times that you were fervent for the Lord. What happened to that?
当神吩咐哈该喺哈该书提醒以色列民嘅时候咧，就叫佢哋谂翻十六年前佢哋嚟初时嚟到以色列耶路撒冷嘅时候，佢哋嗰个嘅对神嗰个嘅心系点样嘅
？Now notice in chapter 3 of Ezra.
喺以斯拉记第三章。
When the seventh month came.
到咗七月。
They settled down in their homes.
佢哋住喺。住喺城入边。
And they assemble as one man in Jerusalem.
佢哋如同一人喺聚集喺耶路撒冷。
What are they doing in Jerusalem?
佢哋喺耶路撒冷做咩咧
？They were in Jerusalem to celebrate the feast of the Tabernacle.
哦，佢哋系喺耶路撒冷嗰度庆祝住棚节。
Which is the most important? Well, it's one of the three important feasts that every man have to go to Jerusalem to attend.
嚇喺猶太人嘅習俗裏邊咧，佢哋有三件重要嘅事情係要去翻去耶路撒冷嘅。
Passover
啊，逾越節
，Pentecost
五旬節
，and Tabernacle
同埋住棚節。
But the three most important feasts that all Jews have to go to Jerusalem to attend.
嚇咁呢三個節日，呢三個大節咧，以色列人傳統咧，佢哋一定要。翻去耶路撒冷嗰度。
When they arrived there in the seventh month，
佢哋翻去耶路撒冷嗰时系七月。
The seventh month is actually the first month in the religious calendar。
第犹太人嘅七月咧，其实系成个犹太嘅节期嘅第一个月。
Roughly equivalent to our September。
差唔多系等于我哋嘅九月至十月嘅时间。
It is the time of early rain。
系早。早雨嘅時間。
See, God give them the rain to start their plowing.
神俾到佢哋有春雨嚟到去 start 開始佢哋嗰個嘅。
Notice the difference.
刮泥嘅工作。
God was generous 16 years ago in giving them the rain to do their to do the plowing.
留意嗰個唔同就係十六年前佢哋一七月去到嘅時候，神就俾雨水佢哋幫佢哋開始。
16 years later on, God says that since now you're resting, I'm resting with my rain.
十六年之後咧，因為神。嬲佢哋，咁就話：既然你哋需要休息嘅話，咁我都休息啦，咁就唔俾予佢哋。
Now the people were there assembling as one in Jerusalem 16 years ago.
十六年前佢哋如同一人咁聚集咗喺耶路撒冷。
Now what happened to Zerubbabel?
所羅巴伯。
The governor.
所羅巴伯當時所羅巴伯做緊啲咩咧？嗰個省長。
What about the priest?
咁嗰個
What about Joshua?
約書亞個祭司咁，佢又做緊咩咧？十六年前。
The first thing they did is when they get together is they offered a burnt offering.
係啦，咁當佢哋喺第三章以斯拉記第三章第二節嗰度話，所羅巴伯同埋約書亞佢哋一齊嘅時候，都起來建築以色列神嘅壇。
They made an offering even before the building was built.
佢哋喺壇上面獻燔祭，佢哋係獻燔祭。 喺起聖殿之前已經獻燔祭。
See, that is a breakthrough. That's a spiritual breakthrough.
嗰個一個好好嘅見證。
Yes, that you know that is a breakthrough. 屬靈嘅突破。Because it used to be that you cannot do a sacrifice without a building. Now you do a sacrifice before the building.
嚇，好耐以前咧，佢哋都覺得係一定要有個壇佢先可以獻到祭，但係其實呢個壇都未曾呢個聖殿都未曾起好嘅時候，佢哋都已經係喺個壇上面獻咗祭。
Then they build the altar.
咁跟嚇。
Chapter 3, verse 3.
第三章第三節嗰度，佢哋築咗個壇。
And they sacrificed burnt offerings on it.
喺壇上面獻燔祭。
Morning and evening sacrifices were done there.
早晚都獻燔祭。
And that is where they celebrate the feast of the tabernacles.
佢哋就喺嗰度慶祝咗住棚節。
God was pleased with that.
神係喜悅嘅。
And then later on.When they laid the foundation, they had a big revival.
咁跟住佢哋起咗嗰個嘅根基之後咧，佢哋嗰個好有嗰個好大嘅復興。
God tell them, do you remember all that?
神同佢哋講，你記唔記得呢啲事情啊
？Do you remember all these things you have done for me? I remember it.
你記唔記得你做過呢啲事情啊？我記得喎。
It will be written by a very young man, very soon, who would come back.
呢啲事情就會記載喺一個年青人會記載喺經上面。
Dear brothers and sisters,
親愛弟兄姊妹
，It's time for us to conclude now.
我哋係時間係我哋要即係自己反省啦。
We have to think about whether we want to eliminate our excuses.
我哋要諗下我哋點樣可以去減除我哋嘅藉口。
What's God doing in our lives?
神究竟我哋身上面做紧乜嘢
？Do you remember the unity？
你记唔记得嗰个合一
？Do you remember the time when our church got started about 4 years ago？
记唔记得我哋四年前
？In Stephen's home, right？
记唔记得四年前我哋教会一开始嗰阵时喺Stephen 屋企开始聚会嘅时候咧
？In Lydia's restaurant，
我哋都曾经喺间餐厅嗰度聚会过。
And he's the one that find this nice, beautiful location for us。
系弟兄。幫我哋喺唔同嘅地方揾到聚會嘅地點。
This is the first church I've ever come across that people actually would have a love feast at the end of the service.
啊，呢個係
個。The first church I've ever come across.
呢個係我咁多年基督徒生命當中係第一間教會係完咗崇拜之後係會有愛言嘅。
See the book of Israel says, "Do you remember the unity? Do you remember the offering? Do you remember the sacrifices and the joy?"
喺以斯拉記嗰度講到神喺度提醒緊班以色列人，你記唔記得嗰陣時我哋嗰個嘅獻祭，我哋嗰個獻燔祭，我哋嗰個嘅奉獻，我哋嗰個嘅合一。
Do you remember the repentance, the confession of faith, the prayer, the word of God, and your obedience? Do you remember all that?
你記唔記得你自己同神嗰個嘅立約，嗰個嘅悔改、認罪、悔改嗰個嘅同神嗰個嘅立志咧？
All of us have done that.
我哋每一個人都
somewhere in our lives.
曾經做過嚇。
All we have to do is just go back to the time and start to take it out.
喺某時、某年、某月，大家都曾經做過嘅時候。
And give careful consideration to that.
大家可唔可以翻去諗下
？Just eliminate the excuses.
省察下。
That's God's remedy.
除去自己同神嗰個嘅藉口。
Next time we talk about what they should do in remembering God's promises.
下次我哋會。
How to honor God's name and how to be an obedient builder.
下次我哋就會同大家講下我哋點樣去做一個服從嘅建築者。
Let's conclude. Wendy, can you conclude for us with word of prayer?
我哋一齊低頭祈禱。真係天父，感謝主你，感謝主你俾我哋能夠聽到呢一堂道，叫我哋真係有機會能夠翻去反省一下，我哋四年前呢間教會建立嘅時候係咩嘅光景，而家我哋係咩光景？光景唔係話人數方面嘅光景，而係我哋自己同神之間，同神你嗰個嘅立志嗰個嘅心志，同神你嗰個嘅關係，我哋自己弟兄姊妹彼此之間嗰個嘅合一嘅關係，究竟去咗邊度咧？究竟我哋而家仲有冇有嗰個嘅合一嘅心？究竟我哋？同神你嗰個嘅建造呢間教會嘅時候嗰個嘅心係究竟去咗邊咧？我哋嗰個嘅心態同神嗰個關係又去到咩光景咧？都求神叫我哋能夠省察自己，叫我哋去諗翻我哋初時嚟到間教會開始建立嘅教會嘅時候，同埋而家我哋嗰個嘅 光景，有冇一個嘅大嘅距離咧？我哋究竟喺邊一度失落咗咧？求主你都係叫我哋能夠喺邊一度失落嘅地方，喺邊一個跌倒嘅地方，都能夠係從喺嗰個地方度企翻起身。叫我哋弟兄姊妹之間彼此都有個合一，去彼此去扶持，一齊去為建造呢間教會、建造神你嘅殿去努力，去為到神你嗰個嘅未來嗰個國度都去建造，叫我哋都能夠每一個人都去付出，付出係擺去神你係首位。我哋將我哋嗰個心都獻上，將我哋嘅手所做嘅工都獻上，都求主你悦納我哋所建造嘅。禱告奉主耶穌基督得勝名字祈求，Amen。